let's take a look at the worksheet for hybrid securities, preferred stock, convertible bonds, convertible preferred stock. And as we said in the presentation, these calculations are very simple. After computing the present value of a future stream of income, discounting those future cash flows, this is going to look real straightforward, very easy. And the assignment is very easy, so it'll take you all of 10 minutes, easy as 5 points all semester long. Number one, a convertible bond has a par value, a face value of 1,000. Now, some bonds have 5,000, 10,000, but in this class, we'll always use 1,000. And a conversion ratio of 50 shares of common stock for each convertible bond. So if we want to, once the usually the period when we can't convert, you have to wait 5 years or something, we could give our bond back to the issuer and ask for 50 shares of the common stock. What's the conversion price? So the conversion price is equal to the bond par value, in this case $1,000, always in our semester $1,000, divided by the conversion ratio of 50. So the conversion price would be $20 per share. Once the stock price got over $20 per share, then it would become advantageous to us. We don't have to do it, but it would make sense for us to consider at least converting our bond into a 50 shares of common stock. All right, number two. The convertible bond has a $1,000 face value and a conversion price of $25 per share. So what's the ratio? So basically, we're just doing what we just did in reverse. The ratio is equal to the bond's par value, which will always be 1,000, divided by the conversion price of $25. And so this bond has the ability to be converted into 40 shares for every bond. Now, that was pretty straightforward, wasn't it? Let's see if we can get it a little trickier, not much. A convertible bond has a $1,000 face value, but it's selling for $1,300, so it's a premium bond. It has a conversion ratio of 40 shares of common stock for each convertible bond. Now, what if the stock price were selling for $30? What is the conversion value, and what is the conversion premium? Okay, so the conversion value is equal to whatever the price of the stock is times that conversion ratio. So that's what it would be worth if we were to convert it. As we said, $25 would be the conversion price, right? But the stock is selling for $30. So $30 times 40 shares means that the conversion value, this bond, if we were to turn it into stock, is worth $1,200. But the bondholders are going to say, no, you got to pay me more, because not only is it a bit, not only is it, can we convert it into stock, it's also a bond. So they're asking for $1,300. So the conversion premium is equal to the price of the bond divided by, subtract the conversion value. So $1,300, the price of the bond minus the conversion value of $1,200, means that there's a $100 conversion premium. And folks, that's the extent of these calculations. When you do the assignment, which you should, I told you it's the easiest 5 points all semester long, be careful, because there's a couple of tricky situations where you have to think things through. You will not get decimal numbers. It'll all be whole numbers. So just be careful. Read the questions carefully, because there's a couple of times when people get tripped up and they wind up with 16.66 or something strange number. No. They're not going to give you 16.66 shares, okay? So remember, it's the easiest 5 points all semester long. Don't blow it off. Be awesome. We are proud of you.